Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Aleph Daf Chav Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah and Vilzer stuff. It's right at the beginning of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah told us that Truma is Mevatel Arla and Arla is Mevatel Truma. So Amar Rav Kurius, Rav Kurius explains Loisha Truma Malas Arla. It's not that Truma itself is Mevatel Arla. Elosha Truma Mitzarefes Im Hachulin Lahalis Arla. It's just that Truma is Mitzarf with the Chulin that it had fallen into in order to Mevatel the Arla. That's what we had explained. That there was 99 chulin and a little bit of truma fell in and a little bit of arla fell in. So the truma combines with the chulin to mevatel the arla, and the arla combines with the chulin to mevatel the truma. Something we're asked: Nicha hachuma malas arla. We understand that truma could mevatel the arla shekain tahara malas atmeya, because something tahar could mevatel something tamei. And it's the same thing over here, that arla is falling into this mixture of chulin and truma. So the combination of chulin and truma, which are both mutter things, are able to mevatel the arla. But arla malas atruma, are we able to say that arla is mevatel truma klum tamei malas atahara? Is something tameh, meaning is something usher, able to mevatel something that's tahar, something that's mutter? Truma is mutter for kehanim, and arla is also for everyone. So how is arla able to mevatel the truma? That doesn't make sense. But right away, the Gemara explains that this is not a problem. Loi etzel hazarim. Isn't Mishnah talking about that this betel is even for zarim, even for non-kehanim? Shema etzel kehanim. Do you think it was only talking about for kehanim? Meaning, do you think that when we had said that the truma is mevatel the arla, that it's only allowing it for kehanim because truma is for kehanim? No, we're talking that the betel over here is bittel for everyone, even for zarim. Namely, the iser, or this thing that is usser for non-kayhanim, is mutter for non-kayhanim. And how do we know this? Because Vataninon, the Mishnah said later on, ha'arla malasa kalaima, kalaima sa'arla, va'arla sa'arla, that arla and kalaima mala each other, and shani yitaman ben etzel hazarim ben etzel kayhanim, is there a difference over there? Meaning, is there a difference when we're dealing just with arla and kalaim between non-kayhanim and kayhanim? Obviously not. Arla and kalaim are usser for everyone, and nonetheless, we see at the end of the Mishnah that the arla can mevatel the kalaim, and the kalaim can mevatel the arla, and that's for everyone. So to the beginning of the Mishnah, when we're dealing with truma and arla, when there's bittel for everyone. Now we continue explaining the Mishnah, and the way that it had laid out the case was saw truma shenafel asech meya, a saw truma that fell into 100, and Amar Blazer. Blazer explains, and this is the way that we explain the Mishnah as well, last kan l'sech meya, it's not that it fell into 100, el l'sech tesha v'tisha, it means that it really fell into 99, and altogether with this one saw of truma and the chulin that it fell into, we have a total of 100. And it's the same thing in the next part of the Mishnah, which had said saw arla shenafel asech masayim, a saw of arla that fell into 200. Amar Blazer. Blazer explains less kam asech masayim, it's not that it fell into 200 el asech mei v'tisha v'tisha, it's that it fell into 199, and together with this arla that fell in, we have a total of 200. Moving on to Chaf Gimel based on top with a brand new halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah tells us as follows: kol machametz, anything that's going to turn a dough into chametz, meaning it's going to cause the dough to rise, v'metabel, it's used as tavlin, spice, v'metameya, or causes a medoma mixture, we're talking about truma, v'truma of arla v'kil, and the thing that had caused this reaction, if you will, was truma, arla, kilayim, usser, the entire thing is usser. For example, we had a piece of arla sourdough that fell into a chulin dough, and it was machmetzit, and made the entire thing rise, or we had some arla spices that fell into a dish, and was metabolit, it gave it flavor. So that dish is now totally usser, and that's no matter what the proportion is, because here we have this isser causing a real effect on the heter. Now, Beishame says, af metame, this is even in regards to toma, ubeisilam, says the only way this iser is going to be metame the food that it falls into is if it's the size of a beitza, which is the regular din of Tomas Eichlin. Now, Dustai ish kvar isma hay mitalmidei Shammai. Dustai ish kvar isma, that's where he was from. He was one of the talmidim of Shammai va'amar, and he said, "Shaltis Shammai hazakein." I asked Shammai hazakein va'amar, and he told me, "Loilam ein metame adshei by kibetza." It's only going to be metame if it has a beitza. So here we have a slightly different opinion in what Shammai holds. Now the mission continues. Ulama amru kol mechametz va'metabel va'medameya lahachmir. Regards to what did we say this din that any time it's going to be machmetzit or it's going to impart its flavor that we're always machmir? That's min b'minai, when one min falls into the very same min. And lohakul lahachmir, when did we say that sometimes we're mekel, sometimes we're machmir? Min b'she'enoi minai, that's when it's one min falling into a different min. We explain this now. Ketzad, what's an example of this? So let's say sa'ar shel chitim shenafal l'soich isas chitin. We have this sa'ar, the sourdough, which again our example we're using is arla, but it could be truma as well or a kalayim, and the sourdough is made out of wheat, and it's falling into a dough that's made out of wheat. V'yeshbay kedei l'chametz, and this asur sourdough that fell in is strong enough, it's powerful enough that it's able to turn this entire dough into chametz, meaning again, it's able to cause it to rise. Bein sheyeshbay lalois be'echad u'meya, bein she'ein bay lalois be'echad u'meya, whether there's enough in the chulin dough to mevatel 1 in 100, or there isn't enough in the chulin dough to mevatel it 1 in 100, this is obviously referring to truma, asur, it's still asur, because it's powerful enough to be machmetzit. And furthermore, Let's say there isn't enough in the chulin dough to move out all this truma sourdough that fell in, 1 in 100. Whether the sourdough itself is strong enough to mechametz it, or even if it's not strong enough to mechametz it, it's still aser. And over here we see we're machmir in both instances. That's because it's min beminoi, it's wheat falling into wheat. Now the mission continues. Lahakel ulahachmir. What's the case that some is remakel and some is remachmir? Min b'she'ena minoi. That's when one min is falling into something that's not its min. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Grisim shenispashlu imadashim. We have grisim of truma, which is like crushed beans that were cooked with regular chulin lentils. V'yesh b'hem b'noi sein tam. And there's enough of them to impart their flavor. So in this case, bein she'yesh b'hem la'alois b'achirumeya, bein she'en b'hem la'alois b'achirumeya, aser. It doesn't make a difference if there's enough chulin to mevatel this truma 1 in 100. It's still going to be aser because there isn't a sinas tam. There's flavor that was imparted. However, ein b'hem b'noi sein tam. If there aren't enough truma beans over here to impart their flavor into the chulin lentils, bein she'yesh b'hem la'alois b'achirumeya, bein she'en b'hem la'alois b'achirumeya, mutter. Over here, it doesn't make a difference if there's 1 in 100 of the chulin to be mevatel them. They're mutter, and that's because since there's no nesinas tam, there's no flavor imparted, and it's min b'she'ena minoi, it's grisim, beans that fell into adashim, lentils, so then we're makel, and we say it's mutter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.